We begin today with the federal government's decision to ban livestock exports to Indonesia. That decision is sparking fear and confusion among cattle producers across northern Australia. While many of them agree that the treatment of animals at Indonesian abattoirs is unacceptable, they warn that the ban will send hundreds of them into bankruptcy. Josh Bavis reports.
News of the ban has sent shockwaves through the cattle industry. In northwestern Queensland, ABC Talkback was flooded with calls from producers.
The action that the Labor government has now taken is probably going to lead to suicides, and it's going to hurt so many Australians.
Us pulling out is not going to fix the problem worldwide or for any other cattle going into Indonesia, that's for sure.
Because it just begs belief those federal government departments didn't have some ideas of what was going on.
What do you think this will do to the industry out here in western northwest Queensland?
I think it's all been said. It's going to destroy the industry, even if it goes for 1 month. There's people that have got all sorts of payments to make apart from running your property.
Several livestock ships were scheduled to leave ports in North Queensland and Western Australia within a week before this morning's announcement from the federal government. It shocked producer Alex Stubbs from the Atherton Tablelands to the west of Cairns, who produces up to 400 cattle for exporting each year. He says the decision will widely damage the economy across northern Australia.
I don't want to go and predict doom and gloom, but it's going to make it very, very hard for them. And the economic fallout of this is yet to be seen. And once that happens, it has a multiplying effect. I just had a day where a helicopter pilot just stood down three operators. Truckies are being told that, you know, forget it, we can't ship the cattle. So it has a multiplying effect through the community, not just the cattle industry itself, but people who rely on the cattle industry for their business and service to the business.
He says removing one of the largest export markets gives power to Australian processors to name their price.
The processors know that once the live export market's not there, they can start setting the agenda and pricing. But if they know the live exporters are out there with a price in the market, they've got to meet that plus depending on the type of beef, relevant to the type of beef that they're looking to source.
In the North Queensland beef capital of Charters Towers, about 200,000 head of cattle were exported through the Townsville port last year alone. Andrew Simpson from industry group Agforce says the domestic market will now be flooded with local stock, ultimately altering prices.
The domestic market is usually slow this time of year to be overweighted with extra product, particularly in some of the loin cuts, can have a tipping effect as to how much the principal East Coast cities can pay for the loins. And that also has a huge bearing on ultimately what the livestock buyers can pay back to the producers for cattle.
He says many producers won't have enough food or water to hold on to the cattle if the ban takes more than a few months to be lifted.
It's going to be a big test of logistics. I think producers in their own right will be looking to see if they can offload them to some of the feedlots, some of the central Queensland fattening properties. Those who've had the good fortune to have a good season will try holding those cattle on a little longer in their paddocks. We've really got to take a deep breath in all of this and come back to the basics of what we're protecting here are the livelihoods of thousands and thousands of producers across the north of Australia, and certainly that will have a ripple effect for many cattle producers in the south. We have a plan as an industry to go back and put cattle through a controlled environment in Indonesia, and we would hope that government to government see sense in that and rapidly open the doors again to live export.
That's Andrew Simpson from the industry group Agforce, ending that report by Josh Bavis.